Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
We saw an announcement yesterday that the Zondo Commission is looking for a 2-year prison sentence for Jacob Zuma. Is this something that is realistic? Joining us on the line to give us an update is criminal attorney Daniel Wirtz. Daniel, very good morning. Thanks for joining us again. How are you?
Morning, Howard. Very good, thank you. Thank you again for always having me on your show, and morning to the listeners.
So what does this mean? Is this just politicking? Is this a threat? Is this real? It's very hard to know what is posturing and what is reality here.
Well, I can tell you I definitely didn't expect the Zondo Commission to ask for a 2-year prison sentence. But I definitely don't think it's posturing. I do think it's real. There's a real application made by the Secretary of the Commission of Inquiry into State Capture, and Zuma and his legal team have a charge to answer to, failing which the Constitutional Court has to grant an order for him to be in prison.
So it is a real application. What about there was sort of a subtext or a kind of a throwaway comment that said, well, he could avoid it if he just suddenly decides to go and testify.
So it's slightly disappointing, but I say that with a pinch of salt, because the Zondo Commission in that is being quite clever, because they don't want to go full guns blazing. They want to say the Constitutional Court can order a prison sentence. However, in the alternative, if they order a suspended sentence, so he's found guilty of contempt of court, they don't want to imprison him, they give a suspended sentence, whereas he can rectify the damage, i.e. he has to appear at the Zondo Commission, give evidence, and if he doesn't, then the prison sentence kicks in.
Oh, Daniel, you just faded towards the end, if you can adjust something there. So now this has gone back, as far as I understand, to the Constitutional Court. How long is it likely to take them to revert? Or is there still a lot going on behind the scenes, do you think, to try and sort this out?
So it's an urgent application, which means the normal rules and time limits of court are thrown away. And correctly so, they have argued that it's urgent because this justice needs to be seen to be done and needs to be seen to be done quite swiftly. So I haven't seen the timeline that you're talking about today for Zuma and his team to, number one, say whether they oppose an application, and number two, to file their answering affidavit to allegations, and thereafter the Constitutional Court will hear the argument on the papers only. I believe there won't be oral arguments, and they'll make a decision of the winner or the loser and the repercussions thereof.
I know this is the question I'm going to ask you. Oh, the line is a bit strange, but the question I'm going to ask you is obviously one of that's a bit it contains some speculation. But if you were on Jacob Zuma's team, what would you be advising him at this point?
If I was on Jacob Zuma's team, I most definitely would be advising him that he should appear at the Zondo Commission. Yes, of course, there's worries about him being implicated in various allegations that have been raised. However, he is the erstwhile president of the country. And regardless of what people think of him, regardless of what the accusations are, he is supposed to be the upper guardian or show respect to the Constitution, regardless that he doesn't hold the office anymore and regardless of his attack on the judiciary. And he needs to show the people of South Africa. I know he's on a whole attack about the judiciary being corrupt, but he needs to show the people of South Africa, and especially people who vote for the ANC, that we respect the judiciary. And I will have my day in court and argue about corruption and judicial bribing, etc. But he needs to appear and he needs to answer for these very, very serious allegations that affect every single citizen of this country. And even if he sits there and says, I reserve my right to not incriminate myself, at least he's shown that he will appear and he's not scared.
And that he respects judicial
he respects
process.
The rule of law. Mm. And the point is that he keeps saying he wants his day in court, but now that his day has arrived, he's doing everything in his power to avoid his day in court. Mm.
And at the same time, fascinatingly, he's been quoted all over the show commenting on the fact that South Africa is a little bit light on criminals. He's weighing in on all sorts of legal functional issues in terms of our criminal system. What do you make of that?
Well, Oh, it's funny because in the past 24, 48 hours, he said more about our judiciary and South Africa being, or our courts being light on criminals than he did his entire presidency. But in terms of that, I don't believe he's correct.
Is that a strategy, though?
It could be a strategy or could just be him trying to berate and cause more fog on the judicial system than what him and Mr. Malema are trying to do at the moment. But the point is that whether you're a criminal, it doesn't matter what the court of public opinion or the media think. You're entitled to a defense and you're entitled to have your case heard and you're entitled to attack it based on the law. So it's not that someone believes you're a criminal and all of a sudden the court must find against you, that you must have your day in court, which is what the Zondo Commission is begging him to do.
Mm. Let's just play this out. So if the Constitutional Court comes back and says, okay, we're going to grant the 2-year jail sentence, I would imagine then, well, that's pretty much that. If they grant if they issue a suspended sentence, what does that mean practically?
Basically, they impose a sentence on you, and in plain terms, it says you should not commit the crime or any crime that you're accused of or you've been charged with during that suspended sentence. So, for example, if they say it's a 2-year suspended sentence or 1-year suspended sentence, he has to, within that time, appear before the Zondo Commission. If he still refuses or he just doesn't rock up, he's guilty of the crime and the suspended sentence is converted to a full sentence.
So it can be for the same crime for which they have issued that suspended sentence.
Yes,
it doesn't have to be a new appearance that he doesn't make. It can be part of this one.
It can be for avoiding appearing at the Zondo Commission.
So in other words, what is likely to happen if they go that route is they issue a 2-year suspended sentence. Zondo then demands that he appears again. He doesn't appear, and then that gets converted to a full sentence.
And then that's why you'll see in the application, Bekechele and the National Deputy of Police is cited in the application because the court would then have to order them to go effect their arrest on Jacob Zuma.
Incredible. Fascinating times. If you were a betting man, how do you think it's going to play out? I should never ask an attorney that. It's a completely unfair and unreasonable question. I'm just fascinated.
I would like to say that he will appear at the Zondo Commission because things are really serious at the moment with this application. But I've been proven wrong by Jacob Zuma before. Mm. So honestly, I really don't know. It's the I wouldn't imagine. I don't see him sitting behind bars for this. There's obviously other allegations. I mean, the arms deal is coming up soon, and the French company has waived their right of appeal, and they're proceeding with that case, so he's got bigger fish to fry. But I don't see him pushing it all the way that he actually served prison time for a contempt of court of the Zondo Commission.
Yeah, but isn't that a very famous story? Who was it that went to prison for tax offences versus being a gangster racketeering?
And Al Capone.
Exactly. So certainly there is a bit of a precedent to it, but it will be interesting to see how it plays out.
Definitely not a bet I'm willing to take at the moment.
All right, fine. Playing it safe. It is 8:40. That's Daniel Witz speaking to us, a criminal attorney, giving us a bit of an update and his thoughts around the latest development with regard to Jacob Zuma.
Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.